good morning on this chilly little morning down here in the fall. There's going to be a hot show, though, November the 22nd. George Jones was to have played that day in Nashville, but he never made it. He died before he could make his final show. So they want to still do the final show. Playing Possum, the final no-show for George Jones. And, boy, have they gotten a lineup.
Wow.
Everybody from George Strait to Brad Paisley, from Alabama to the Oak Ridge Boys, from Miranda to Martina McBride, Reba, and everybody else. It's going to be a huge send-off for the man they call the Possum.
I love it, man. Deservedly so. Cool.
On Saturday, they will open a new wing to the rebuilt Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, a $4 million part of the Taylor Swift Education Center.
Totally awesome. That museum is great. If anybody goes to Nashville, if they miss it, they're missing one of the coolest things
really
ever.
Yeah, you really are. They've doubled it in size since you were here last.
Oh, cool.
Jason Aldean, he made a lot of money in the third quarter, more than any other country artist here, $13.5 million in that period between July and September. He made $3 million one night at Wrigley Field, Chicago. So Aldean just quietly going about his business after that little and, you know, they announced that he was getting divorced.
Yeah.
He never heard any more about it.
Well,
and he really hasn't met with the press or done much of anything since then, except just go to work.
Well, you've interviewed him. He's a kind of sometimes a man of few words.
He doesn't have, he's a quiet person. He really is.
He is.
And sometimes they can work for you, sometimes they can work against you.
Right.
600,000 tickets. That's how many Blake Shelton sold. And he wasn't really able to do a full-blown tour because of the voice. But the 10 Times Crazier tour is over for the year. And Garth Brooks and Trisha are out doing good work. They're in Oakland, California this week, helping President Carter build more of those Habitat homes.
Well, that's awesome. When you see Garth and Trisha next, tell them they have an open invitation to play our company Christmas party.
Oh, I'm sure they'd be available anytime when they're not building homes or doing charitable acts.
I can dream, right?
Thank you.